The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's look ahead to the weekend's footy action. Of course, Everton don't play till next Tuesday. But Liverpool in action at Old Trafford on Sunday. It's a biggie and it's a massive indicator, perhaps, of the title race. Let's talk with Tony Scott from the Liverpool Echo. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Steve. You okay, pal?
Yes. This is a huge one, isn't it?
Massive, absolutely massive. Manchester United 2-1 to win this one, 5-2 the draw. Liverpool 7-5. Now, obviously, Manchester United aren't going for the title, but I think they'll play a huge part in how it's handled. They've obviously got to play Tottenham still, Manchester City, and now Liverpool on Sunday. So I think it'd be interesting if you to ask at Manchester United fans who would you like to win the Premier League this season. I'm not so sure. I think if Manchester City are going for a quadruple, so to speak, I think they would hand over 3 points quite gladly to Liverpool.
We had this discussion on the Legends last night about what Man City fans would want. And Aldo and Sharpie were absolutely adamant that all Man City fans would want... Sorry, Man United fans would want Man City to win the league and not Liverpool. But it's a terrible dilemma if you're a Manchester United fan, isn't it?
It's definitely. And I think it's the caught in between two lines here, aren't they, Manchester United fans? What do they want? Do they want their City rivals to win another Premier League? Or do they want Liverpool to close that gap and make it 19-20 in terms of league titles? I think if you ask the majority of Manchester United fans, I think they'd rather City win the league. Obviously, because City are miles behind them in terms of success. But obviously, it's going to be shoved in their faces a lot more. But I think they'd rather have that than obviously have Liverpool winning 19 league titles and closing that gap between them and themselves, 20. So I think they would. But having said that, Steve, you know what Manchester United done in 1999? Won that treble. Could Manchester City go one further? And it would be interesting, wouldn't it, if Manchester City were to win the League Cup this weekend, obviously in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, going really well in the Champions League now. Looks as though they got one foot through the door there. And obviously, there's a two-horse race for the title, it looks as though. So they have got a very good chance of winning all four trophies. And if you just ask a Man United fan, what would you rather have, Liverpool winning the league or Manchester City winning all four trophies? I think they would sway with Liverpool winning the league now.
A quadruple, wow, that would be unprecedented. Let's look at this game in particular. Liverpool aren't going to change much team-wise. Obviously, I think Virgil van Dijk comes back in defence to partner Joel Matip. And I presume you'll have a midfield with Fabinho, Jordan Henderson and Gini Wijnaldum.
Yeah, spot on, Steve. I think that's a very trusted midfield three. I was looking at Liverpool's form against Manchester United. It's not too good, to be honest, Steve. 2 wins out of the last 12, 4 wins out of the last 18. Thinking that, I always used to remember when Rafa Benitez was there and Kenny Dalglish got a couple of wins in charge at Liverpool. I always think he has a good record against Manchester United's home and away. And I think it's tailed off in recent years. Obviously, when Mourinho settled for a lot of draws. I think, in fact, I think I'm saying that Jurgen Klopp will become the next last manager before Kenny Dalglish to be finished above Manchester United twice. So it hasn't been done before. Rafa Benitez never done it. So it's going to be an interesting one. Manchester United haven't lost a Premier League match since December, Steve. Ironically, that defeat was to Liverpool, which was Jose Mourinho's last match in charge. Liverpool, 3 wins out of the last 8, which is a bit of concern. And would you believe it, Steve? That's exactly the same form as Everton in at the moment. Liverpool, 3 wins out of the last 8. It's amazing how you perceive things. But having said that, obviously Liverpool have played better opposition. Now, both teams are averaging over 2 goals a game in their last 10 matches, Liverpool and Manchester United, but both of them have only managed 2 clean sheets out of the last 5, so I'm predicting a bit of a goal fest at Old Trafford on Sunday. Key areas for me, Steve, I know you're going to get your tried and trusted, you're going to get Herrera in the midfield and Paul Pogba. Expect it to be a battle for Liverpool with Henderson and Wijnaldum. Totally take that on board, and that's going to be a key area. But for me, another key area of the pitch is Marcus Rashford and Trent Alexander-Arnold. I think Alexander-Arnold, 11-4 to be yellow carders, is a really good bet. Doesn't like playing against them. Bit of pace. He looks out to sort of late Trent Arnold, and Rashford is absolutely in flying form. Another key area on the left-hand side is Sadio Mane, sorry, on the right-hand side. He'll be up against Ashley Young, so expect them wingers to exploit the full-back. So Trent Arnold at 11-4 and Ashley Young at 2-1 to be carders are great bets for me in that one.
Certainly ones to watch. And you've got to remember, it's a massive match for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, because this is the first proper test of credentials, really, I think. If he's got a serious hope of getting that managerial job full-time, a win against Liverpool will certainly raise the bar for him.
Oh, totally spot on. You look at the two big games he's had so far, PSG, in the Champions League, obviously it was a different class and PSG wiped the floor with them. But in terms of in the Premier League, I think Solskjaer's been absolutely brilliant for Manchester United. Give them a new lease of life. They're fresh. They love playing for them. It's the Manchester United way. The fans have got an interaction back again with the club and the manager and the players. You've seen that. They've all got a smile on their faces. So fully expect Solskjaer to get the job if... I think, as you just rightly pointed out, Steve, if he gets the 3 points on Sunday, I think he's more or less a shoo-in for it and he can cement top four there. But interestingly, they did play another big game again. I know it's a Chelsea team that's poor in form at the moment, but they did beat Chelsea away from home in the FA Cup. So they are going in the right direction. But this is a huge, huge, huge ask for Manchester United. And if they were to beat Liverpool on Sunday, it's just another feather in the cap for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer taking the reins.
Right, first Premier League games of the weekend are tonight. So there's two tonight, Cardiff against Watford and West Ham against Fulham. I would imagine you'll have a keen eye on Cardiff and their form, Tony.
Of course, Cardiff, two wins on the spin. And you know what two wins can do in the Premier League. It can catapult you right up. And they're out the bottom three now, Cardiff. They're looking above them rather than below them. Now, believe it or not, Steve, they're 8 points behind Everton. A win tonight puts them 5 points behind Everton with that game on Tuesday night. Now, if they have to win tonight against Watford at home and then beat Everton on Tuesday, they would more or less guarantee that. Do you know what? We've got a great chance here of staying up. That would put them 2 points behind Everton. That's remarkable, and it just shows you the form Neil Warnock's got Cardiff in at the moment. A lot of emotion down there, obviously, with what's gone on off the pitch. But I think Cardiff players and fans, they've all got united, they've all got together, and they're playing for the manager. And it's chalk and cheese what's happening with Everton at the moment. You can't see where the next performance is coming from Everton, let alone a win. So I think Everton fans and the scouts and all the management team will have a keen eye on what's going on at Cardiff tonight, looking at the way they play. Because Everton have had by the time Tuesday night will have came, they'll have had 17 days off. That's remarkable. Nearly 2.5 weeks, where the Cardiff will have played, obviously on Friday night, and now on Tuesday night. So there's no excuse for Everton to be going down there and taking 3 points. They'll have had the rest. They've recuperated. They'll have done training. They've had everything gone in their favour. There'll be no excuse whatsoever. 9 times out of 10, you predict Everton to win, but you don't know in the Premier League and the way Everton are playing under Silva.
No, and of course the question is 17 days too long?
I think it is, Steve, to be honest. I think when you have a defeat, you want to get on with it next week and try and put it right. But the form Everton are in at the moment, you're looking though, it may have come at a good time. I think a week's grace would have been okay for Everton players to recharge the batteries, go elsewhere, go back home to their countries and then get back on the training field. But I think 17 days is a huge, huge ask for players to go out the zone and come back into it, so to speak.
Already a lot of talk about what players would be part of the Everton squad for next season and whether the players that Marco Silva brought in this campaign are doing enough to remain. So your Kurt Zoomers and, of course, in midfield, Andre Gomez as well. If we look at those two in particular, should Everton be thinking about spending big money to keep them on full-time contracts?
Yeah, I do, Steve. And the reason being is that every time Everton sign a player, and I say the same about Liverpool when Liverpool fans are talking about them, are they better than what you've got? Take the question out of it, is it how much they cost and or the transfer fee and the contract? That's not a fan's business. That's for the club to look after. Let's take it as an example of, is Andre Gomez better than any Everton midfielder that they've got? Yes, he is. He can play a ball. He's creative. He's got composure. He ticks all the boxes of what you're looking for the midfielder. So we take that on board. Everton have got to keep him, because I don't personally think they will get any better unless Marcel Brands has got a few gems up his sleeve. I don't know. Kurt Zouma, will Everton get better than him? I hardly think so, because Michael Keane's had a steady season, done okay in flashes, done miserable in games. And Yerry Mina, we yet to see a couple of decent games under his belt. So I look at them two players, and arguably they're Everton's best two players. They're not Everton's players currently, because obviously they're on loan from Barcelona and Chelsea respectively. So I just think that, are they better than what Everton have got? Yes, they are. So they've got to pull out all the stops to try and keep them.
Also on the Premier League front as a whole, big story this weekend will be the return of Harry Kane, presumably, as Burnley take on Tottenham Hotspur. Now, they haven't done too badly without him, but having him back, what will that do for the end of Tottenham's season?
Oh, the boost that it gives to Tottenham fans, to the club, to the manager, and most of all, Steve, the players. You know, and whichever level you play at, whether it's five-a-side on a Tuesday night or Sunday morning, Saturday mornings, whichever it is, if one of your best players is missing for two or three weeks, and he comes straight back into the team, you raise your game tenfold. That's the way football works. And when you've got a player like Harry Kane, one of the world's best centre-forwards, whichever way you want to gloss it up, he's absolutely brilliant. Golden boot winner in the World Cup. He's got everything you want in a centre-forward. He's captain. And how can you not like him, Steve? He's an absolute superstar. And I think Spurs have got some key fixtures coming up. Yeah, Burnley, where they could probably integrate him, obviously, on Saturday, where they can let him blend in, maybe play a second half, come off the bench and maybe notch one or two. But then they've got big games, Chelsea, Arsenal and Dortmund in the Champions League. So three key games for Spurs coming up after this weekend, and which I'm sure they'll be fit and happy that Harry Kane's back in the team.
Nice one, Tony. Thank you very much, pal.
Cheers, Steve. Take care.
Tony Scott there from the Liverpool Echo, and of course the All Together Now podcast.
Rock, sport and talk. This is The Kickoff with Steve Huthersall. Radio City Talk.